Ripples were running across the surface of the water when they arrived, making the reflection of the weirwood shimmer and dance. There was no wind, though. For an instant, Bran was baffled. And then Usher exploded out of the pool with a great splash, so sudden that even Summer leapt back, snarling. Hodor jumped away, wailing, "Hodor! Hodor!" in dismay, until Bran patted his shoulder to soothe his fears. "How can you swim in there?" he asked Usher. "Isn't it cold?"
"As a babe, I suckled on icicles, boy. I like the cold."
Usher swam to the rocks and rose, dripping. She was naked, her skin bumpy with goose prickles. Summer crept close and sniffed at her.
"I wanted to touch the bottom."
"I never knew there was a bottom."
"Well, might be there isn't," she grinned. "What are you staring at, boy? Never seen a woman before?"
"I have, so." Bran had bathed with his sisters hundreds of times, and he'd seen serving women in the hot pools, too. Usher looked different, though, hard and sharp, instead of soft and curvy. Her legs were all sinew, her breasts flat as two empty purses.
"You've got a lot of scars." "Everyone hard-earned."
She picked up her brown shift, shook some leaves off it, and pulled it down over her head.
"Fighting giants?"
Usher claimed there were still giants beyond the wall. "One day, maybe I'll even see one."